Members of Parliament on the Finance Committee have directed New Plan Limited submit its ownership certificate and bank statements before lawmakers consider its request for an 18.8 billion shilling tax exemption. The company claims it suffered heavy losses after Government of Uganda suspended contracts linked to Total Energies, where it was engaged in oil pipeline design and managing compensation for project-affected persons. During a meeting with Revenue Authority and the Ministry of Finance, company officials said the unpaid services of the COVID-19 pandemic worsened its financial strain between 2016 and 2020. Other legislators, including Hubbard Taiwa, questioned the basis for the waiver, citing possible financial indiscipline. Committee Vice Chairperson Moses Alepa said investigations would determine whether the firm is genuinely distressed or failed to meet its tax obligations.
Normally, we find that most of these companies have problem of financial discipline. Either they meet finance managers who don't handle the thing, like the case of pay as you earn. But this money, when you pay someone's salary, it's deducted from the salary. So once you pay salary, then you should also send the deducted one to URI. That's why normally these tax waivers, we have to handle them on a case-by-case basis. And that's why we want to look at the financial operations with that company, so that we establish whether they really or did all the best they could do to their business to arrange such a thing. Otherwise, if we don't examine that, then we'll have no chance to do it well.